Hello, this is Gary Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
I'm with Umbriago. We're in the Cleveland subway waiting for a train.
Jimmy, there is no subway in Cleveland.
How do you like that? I told Umbriago it was a manhole.
Here's the Comedy Caravan starring Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, with music by Roy Bargy and his orchestra and songs by George Gibb. The Bargy Men open the show with one of the season's top tunes. Hit it, Roy.
Here we are in Cleveland, in the Buckeye State. And of course, we all know that a Buckeye is like a horse chestnut. So we present now a young man who can tell those chestnuts until he's hoarse. And here he is, Gary Moore.
No. Thank you. Thank you very much, my friends. Thank you, my friends, and good ladies, evening and gentlemen. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful to be here in Ohio, the state of presidents, where President Harrison was born 170 years ago.
Ah, it's a wonderful city, isn't it, Gary? What do you think President Harrison would say if he were here today?
Well, he'd probably say, just think, on my next birthday, I'll be 171. that'd be a lot for President Harrison to see in Cleveland. For one thing now, the huge municipal stadium.
Say, how many people does that stadium seat?
80,000 now, 100,000 when Girdles come back. Let's drop the subject, shall we? Excuse me,
Ben.
Come in.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Moore, you fabulous man.
Are you laughing or hatching out something?
Oh, Mr. Moore, don't you recognize me?
Well, now, let me see. Oh, didn't I see you wrestle one night in Akron?
Oh, Mr. Moore, I'm Mrs. Moogle-Girdle. It's a small world.
Yes, and at times like this, it gets positively stuffy. What, my dear, are you doing in Cleveland?
Oh, I came here to be with my sister.
Hmm?
She's a Buckeye who married a big shot and is expecting a little buckshot.
Oh, no. You mean she's expecting a BB?
Oh!
I think I'd have the nerve to tell a joke like that in Bob Hope's hometown.
Oh, well, Mr. Moore, I'll admit Bob Hope's a great comedian.
Yes, sir.
But from a girl's point of view, he's not so hot.
Huh?
Well, with some fellas, if you squeeze their hand, you get a kiss. But not Hope.
When you squeeze his hand, what do you get?
Toothpaste.
Oh, I don't know. I still say people like that will never replace the old-fashioned human being. And while we're dealing in personalities, here comes the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it, Jimmy.
Now, even when things
go wrong.
Oh, Cleveland, happy Cleveland.
Now you feel better, you eat, look better. If the Cleveland Indians are listening in, please put down that tomahawk.
Jimmy, it's so good to see you. You know, last week was the first time that you and I have ever been separated, and it made me realize how much I missed you, Jim, how much I cared, and how much we meant to each other.
Well, don't just stand there, Junior. Kiss me. Oh. But, Gary, now that Secretary Morgan Towers brought us together in Cleveland to help sell bonds, I'd like to have a few words with you.
You'd like to have a few words with me?
Yes. I know a few, and there's no use letting them lay around doing nothing. Junior, I got to tell you about the reception I got when I arrived in Cleveland.
Oh, I suppose they greeted you with a big brass band.
Not exactly, but a chambermaid from the Statler Hotel leaned out of the window and beat on a cuspidor. You all know my admirers don't wear mink.
Well, Snaz, I presume you've seen the town. Aren't the Great Lakes beautiful?
Yes, and romantic, too. Mm. Last night, I took a walk with my girlfriend around the lake.
Erie?
I don't know. It was too dark to see her face. I got a million of them, a million of them. But that is neither hither nor yon, nor yon's other wife. As I leave the railroad station with smoke pouring out of my suitcase, you see it was a steamer trunk, I spy the mayor of Cleveland. He came down to meet me with the key to the city.
Really?
Yes, but I got in before he could lock me out. But, Gary, I'm here on another business besides the bond rally.
Yeah, huh?
My friend commissioned me to build a 200-mile pontoon bridge across the lake, connecting Cleveland with Detroit, and that's the reason I joined the YWCA.
Jimmy, the YWCA is all girls.
That's another reason. Durante, you're a character.
It's not. Snaz, building a bridge between Detroit and Cleveland is quite a job. How did you go about it?
Well, this bridge needed a new type of cable construction. So what did I do? I watched the spider spin his web. He spun and I watched. He spun and I watched. I watched him as he spun, and for 2 weeks I sat motionless.
Why did you sit motionless?
I had to. My nose was caught in his web. I caught more flies than he did.
Jimmy, how can you be so stupid?
I cheat. What's your excuse? Anyhow, I soon hit upon a plan to complete the bridge in record time. 1,000 men would work out of Detroit under that great civil engineer Umbriago. And 1,000 men would work out of Cleveland under me. And according to our blueprints, we would meet in the middle of Lake Erie.
That's very ingenious. How did it work out?
Well, Umbriago and his men in Detroit poured concrete for 3 weeks. Yeah. Me and my men in Cleveland poured concrete for 3 weeks. Umbriago strung cables from Detroit for 5 weeks. And I strung cables from Cleveland for 5 weeks. At the end of 4 months, Umbriago had reached the middle of the lake. And I had also reached the middle of the lake. But there was only one thing wrong.
What was that?
He was in Lake Michigan and I was in Lake Superior.
I suppose then, Jimmy, that made you give up the thought of connecting Detroit and Cleveland.
Irrevocably? No. And I'll spell that for you. N-O. I love them kind of words, irrevocably. Realizing the bridge was a failure, I decided to switch my tactics. So I immediately started plans for a tunnel.
Well, how did you go about constructing the tunnel?
Well, constructively. The first thing I had to do was test the fluidity of the water. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, very clear.
Thank you. So I stuck my head in the lake. And then a big fish swam up to me.
What happened?
He took one look at my schnoz and said, I've seen bait before, but this is ridiculous. I was so mad I bit his tail off. Continuing my underwater research, I found that the lake was of the proper dampness, and we began work immediately. We finished the tunnel in short order and then started digging a second tunnel.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. What's the idea of digging a second tunnel?
We had to have some place to put the dirt we took out of the first tunnel.
Jimmy, some of your stories were absolutely unbelievable.
Throw another log in the fire, Junior, while I unfail a turn. I've been all over this continent. I've been from coast to coast. I've even been up as far as Quebec, Mass. I've fought my way up to the Nile, to the very top floor. And I've even checked the polecat to its pole. You know, I've had the yellow jacket, and I've been shot full of holes. I've even grabbed an army mule plump by the pumper. But I've never been so ripsawed, highfalutin' mad, as the night I was reclining on my Louis the 14th derriere. It all started when the telephone tinkled. Picking up the receiver, I said, oui, oui. You see, it was a French phone. The Secretary of State was called. He said, Jimmy, we need you for an important mission. Do you know anything about foreign relations? I said, foreign relations? Why, you're talking to a guy who's got 15 relatives living in Brooklyn. How preposterous. So I says to him, Sec, I addresses him in the subjunctive. My regrets, but I never can voice business over the phone. I'll see you tomorrow in D.C. at P.M. sharp. So that evening, at cocktail time, I gets aboard the Congressional Limited. The train was jammed, so what happened? I had to share my upper berth with a guy named Joe. It was too crowded up there for both of us to get undressed at the same time. So, he comes down, Joe stays up, he takes off his coat. Then Joe comes down, I takes off my shoes. I comes down, Joe goes up, he takes off his shirt. Joe comes down, I goes up, I takes off my pants. I comes down, Joe goes up, he puts on his pajamas. Joe comes down, I goes up, I puts on my pajamas. Now we're ready to lie down and go to sleep. And what happens? It's morning, we gotta start all over again. So, I comes down, Joe stays up, he takes off his pajamas. Joe comes down, I goes up, I takes off my pajamas. I comes down, Joe goes up, he puts on my pants. Joe comes down, I goes up, I put on his shirt. I comes down, Joe goes up, he puts on my shoes. Joe comes down, I goes up, I puts on his coat. Now I don't know whether I'm Joe or Joe is me. It's a case of double identity. He gets off at my station, I gets off at his station. His wife runs over to me, throws her arm around my neck, gives me a kiss and says, congratulations, Joe. You're the father of a 9-pound baby boy. What a dilemma. But what could I do about it? Nothing. So I went to Sandusky to forget. And then I went to Ashtabula to forget Sandusky. That's my story, boys. So throw another log on the fire. What? No more logs? See you later. Folks, see you later.
Roy Bargy in the orchestra now, and a Roy Bargy arrangement of There'll Be a Hot Time in the Town of Shirley.
Roy Bargy and his war bond orchestra playing, there'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin. The fuel will be furnished, we hope, by the bond buyers of America. And now let us focus our gaze on Mr. Gary Moore and his culture corner. Junior, what's the topic of your talk tonight?
The topic? Well, Jimmy, tonight I am going to discuss a condition that's been in existence for many long years. Namely, men and women.
Men and women?
I love that kind of carrying on.
I would too, Jimmy. I would too. If only women would stop trying to act like men. Why, the other day I was standing on the golf course when a young girl came by wearing slacks, just like a man. Well, I turned to a golfer standing next to me and I said, that girl's parents should be ashamed to have their daughter walk around like that. And the golfer said, sir, that young lady is my daughter. I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were her father. The golfer said, I'm not. I'm her mother. And Jimmy, that really set me to thinking. You see, if this continues, in another 50 years, women may be the aggressors and men the weaker sex. Let me show you what I mean.
Very well, Junior. I should stick a bladder in my ear and soak up your every word. Thank you.
Not at all. Well, the seat, friends, is the front seat of a convertible coupe 50 years from now. A boy and a girl are returning from a dance, and the boy speaks. Say, Agnes.
Yes, Frederick?
Gee, I want to thank you for taking me to the dance tonight. Geez, it was peachy.
Oh, I was proud of you, baby. You were so popular. You danced every dance.
Yeah. And just think, my mother always thought I'd be a wallflower.
She did?
Used to come around every night and sprinkle me. She did. Why, Agnes, why are you stopping the car on this lonely road?
Oh, Freddie, don't you know? Why, you're irresistible tonight. Oh, that shaving lotion you're wearing is driving me mad. What is it?
Oh, it's my favorite. Burma Shaves Exotic Night. Oh, and Agnes, don't you love my new hat? A lavender derby with the bird bath on top.
Oh, Freddie, why do you keep talking so much? Come on, baby, move a little closer.
No, I won't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it. I will not do it.
Freddie, don't you have any romance? Look, here we are in Lover's Lane with all these other parked cars. Oh, now, doesn't that suggest anything?
Yeah. Let's get out and feel retreads.
Freddie, all I want is one little kiss. Pucker up.
No. No.
No.
Oh, I'm just going to hate myself in the morning.
Let's not fight this thing any longer. This is bigger than both of us. Why don't we get married?
Married? Oh, Agnes.
Us?
Married?
Freddy, what are you crying for?
This is the happiest moment of my life. Oh, come on, Agnes. We'll go right home to my house right now.
Your house? What for?
We've got to ask Papa. Papa, come on down. We have company.
Company? Oh, heavens, Sebastian, I look such a mess. Well, I'll be right down.
Oh, there you are, Papa. Papa, I want you to meet Agnes.
Oh, how do you do, Agnes?
How do you do, sir?
I do hope you'll forgive my appearance. I've washed my mustache today, and I can't do a thing with it.
Mr. Jones, I came here to ask you a question. I want to marry your son.
Marry? My little boy is going to get married. My baby. My little baby.
Oh, no.
Papa, you can cut it out with us.
Mr. Jones, I do hope you'll give us your permission. I'll leave you now. When you've thought it over, you can buzz me down at the pool room. The new police cadets are came in.
Freddy.
Yes, Papa?
Now that you're getting married, there are certain facts you're supposed to know.
Facts, Papa?
Yes, you and Agnes are going to walk down the aisle together, stand in front of the preacher and say, I do.
Yes?
Then the guests are going to throw rice at you. And after they leave, Freddy, you and Agnes will be alone. And do you know what happens then?
Yes, Papa.
What?
We pick up all the rice and make rice pudding.
Thought we'd replace our regular drama with something military. Therefore, we now present a military lecture by General James Blood and Stuff Durante, entitled The Notary Public Got Drafted, or He's a Notary Private Now.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Junior. I don't know nothing about military tic-tacs.
You don't?
No. I attended a military meeting just last week, and was I humiliated. The general had a lot of maps hung up on the wall, and he was pointing out the mountains of Germany.
Yeah?
He said, this one we'll cross, this one we'll cross, and that one we'll cross. Then, by mistake, he pointed it. He made it. He...
Well, straighten up and fly right, will you, Jack?
Then, by mistake, his pointer landed on my nose.
Well, what happened?
He just blinked his eyes and said, it's no use, boys. This one, we'll have to go around.
Finally made it. Well, Jimmy, I wouldn't worry about giving this lecture tonight. The way I look at it, if you give the lecture, you've only got two things to worry about.
Yeah?
Either the people like it or the people don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
If the people like it, you've got nothing to worry about. And if the people don't like it, you've only got two things to worry about.
Yeah?
Either they want their money back or they don't want their money back.
Oh,
if
yeah?
If you don't want their money back, you've got nothing to worry about. If you want their money back, you've only got two things to worry about.
Yeah?
Either you go broke or you don't go broke.
Oh, yeah?
And if you don't go broke, you've got nothing to worry about. And if you do go broke, you've only got two things to worry about.
Yeah?
Either you starve to death or you don't starve to death.
Oh, yeah?
If you don't starve to death, you've got nothing to worry about. And if you do starve to death, I'll inherit your ration books and I'll have nothing to worry about. So if I'm not worrying, why should you worry? So for heaven's sake, give the lecture and quit worrying. There now. Do you feel better?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someday this guy's going to say something I can understand, then we'll both be out of a job. But tell me, Junior, why don't we forget the lecture and have our regular drama?
Because, Jimmy, I won't be here to help you. You see, I've taken on a new job, and I'm due at work right now.
A new job, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me, where is your new job located, Junior?
Well, my new job is located in a cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
Your new job is located in a cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Junior?
Yes, my new job is located in a cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
Something tells me there's a rough night ahead. But tell me,
huh?
Who's your new job with in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Junior?
Why, my new job is with an expert experimental explosives plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
Your new job is with an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Junior?
Yes, my new job is with an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
Too much education is a dangerous thing. But tell me,
huh?
In what building is your new job in as an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Junior?
Why, my new job is in the powder packing and ack-ack stacking shack at an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
Your new job is in the powder packing and ack-ack stacking shack at an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Junior?
Yes, my new job's in the powder packing and ack-ack-ack-ack shack expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
How does he do that without skid change? But tell me, what do you do in your new job in a powder packing and ack-ack-ack and shack at an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland, Junior?
Why, I'm one of the stews who brews glues for the loose fuse crews in the powder pack and ack-ack-ack and shack and expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
You're one of the stews who brews glues for the loose fuse crews in the powder pack and ack-ack-ack and shack and an expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Junior.
Yes, I am one of the stews who brews glues for the loose fuse crews in the powder pack and ack-ack-ack and shack and expert experimental explosive plant in the cozy community close to Cleveland called Cucumber Corners, Jimmy.
I ought to declare myself an open city. But tell me, can I be of any help to you in your new job as one of the stews who brews for the loose loose foods in the powder pack and act act sack and sack at an expert experimental explosive plant community close to the
yes! Yes, you can be a shell smeller for one of the stews.
That's all, brother. That's all, that's all. Next time I ask a moron a question, I'll answer it myself.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy? Are you having trouble following me?
On you. I'll give you a 10-second start, and I'm going to chase you all the way back to California.
Look out.
Well, sir, now it's the romance department. And with whom, of course? Her name is Miss Gibbs. What do you got tonight, my love?
A song, my chum, that adds up to atrocious grammar, but a mighty good question. Now tell me, boy, is you is or is you ain't my baby, huh?
Look out, Georgia.
I got a man who's always late. Anytime.
love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk up to his gate and see if I can get it straight. 'Cause I want him. I'm gonna ask him. If you is or if you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me doubt what it's all about. You're my baby, baby. Seems my flame, your heart's done gone out. A man is just a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. If he is or if he ain't my baby, maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby too? Now a man is just a that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find he's gone and made a change. E-O-A-G-A, my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is you ain't still my baby
too? Now who will be with you when we're far? Let me hear that high note, maestro. What a note,
Mr. Moore. A magnificent note, Mr. Durante.
Jimmy, how's the mail coming in?
Why, it's pouring in. Hither, thither, and amok. But we can always use more, Junior. So why don't you make a personal appeal?
All right, James, I'll do that.
Hey, fellas!
And girl, too.
Sure like to hear from you. Just drop us a note addressed to...
Jimmy Durante or Gary Moore, care of Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA.
Yes, sir, and we'd especially like to hear from those of you guys who are from Nebraska, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, California, Colorado, Minnesota, North Carolina, South Dakota, Montana, New Mexico, Michigan, Oregon, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Ohio, Nevada, Indiana, Arizona, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, Florida, New York.
And Brooklyn, too.
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, guys.
Good night, fellas.
Armed Forces Radio Service.